for my business and so forth. And I would encourage you to do that too. Okay, let's move over to the next page. We're starting to talk about tools of the trade. And in the tools for the trade, the first thing has to do with a good workstation. And this is extremely important because you can do damage in less than a year if you don't have a good workstation. Okay, the first part of a good workstation is you want to have 90 degrees here. This is really important. 90 degrees over the keyboard. So if you're using a laptop, you almost never have the right setup. You want the hands to float over the keyboard with 90 degrees. So, you know, you might have to sit on a book. Now, that's an exaggeration. You'd get a chair that, you know, would get you to the right elevation. You want to have 90 degrees here to your feet. Your feet ought to be on the ground. So you don't want your feet hanging. Your feet are hanging. Now you're cutting off circulation to your legs and things like that. And you want to keep that at a 90 degree, and you want this at a 90 degree. And looking at the screen, you want to have about a 10 degree. So if your head's way up here, you're going to have to turn your neck down like that, which is bad for your neck. And so the field of view ought to be about 10 degrees. That's what you want to see, about a 10 degree. So you might have to raise the monitor up, put it on something, get it up off the desk or something. The laptops, you're almost always looking down like that, which is very bad in long haul. If you look over on the next page, there's some other information there that we found that can be helpful. Great lighting. You got to have good lighting, and that's really important because you can get your eyes screwed up there. Good lumbar support. Keep your back, the lordosis of your back. You don't want to be slouching. If you slouch in a chair, which a lot of us do, myself included, not a good thing. And over a long time, it'll hurt your back. So you want to try to sit upright, up straight, keep a little arc in your back. And a lumbar support is a good thing to have. And there's a number and a product there listed for a lumbar support. We talked about a database. I've also found that it's a good idea to have something to log information in. And this is something like this. Good thing to have where you can just make some notes, put some critical numbers in there and things like that. And keep track of certain things in a nice substantive thing that you know that's there, and then you can write dates into the margin, so you know back in May, you know, this happened or whatever, and you just kind of like a little diary or something. You put some key information for each day. Over on page 106, we've already talked about Microsoft Outlook and a PDA of some kind. Catalog display rack, we talked about that. We showed some pictures of it. Here it is here. We want to have something like that that we can put stuff in. Or if we're talking big catalogs, we want to display them, you know, drill through them and stuff like that, so we can leaf through these things and you can put them in a big display rack. And Master Products Manufacturing makes a complete line of those things, so you can put all your catalogs and lock them down so somebody can't take them. They're in that one big location, if you will. I think the BlackBerry is slowly becoming the PDA of choice in the world. So if you're going to buy something where you're going to sync it with your Outlook so you can have all your contacts with you and be able to make phone calls from it, the BlackBerry is the one that I would choose. I'm using a Pocket PC now, but I got friends, most of my friends are using BlackBerries. And I'm reading about REI, which is the company that makes the BlackBerries. And what I've read is they're selling something like 5 million a week, and they can't make them fast enough. So they are definitely taking over the world. And there's some benefit to having the same thing that others have, because, you know, if Kathy figures out how to use a certain part of it, she can teach me. And if I learn, I can teach her. So the BlackBerry is the way I'm going to go the next time around. In terms of software, we're certainly going to go with Microsoft Word and Excel, Access, and we've already talked about WinFax Pro, and I've spent a little time on MapPoint. It was a mapping program that would map all the accounts around the country so you could see where they're located physically. Okay, now that pretty much brings us to the end of this part of the program. But I have a little test that I'd like to give you. And what I'd like to do is we're going to go through the questions, and then you can offer an answer to the questions, and then I'll pass out the answer sheets. so that everybody will have the answer sheets. That brings to the close of the program. I'd like to thank you so much for the attention that you gave me and the respect that you gave me and your interest in this whole subject matter. I hope that each of you has learned something in this program that will make you a better professional and that will make the investment of your time for these last 2 days and the investment of the money to attend this program really worthwhile. And I hope you'll look back on these 2 days as being very helpful to you in making your career successful. Please feel free to call me at any time about anything. You can, if you got a question, how to deal with something, please feel free to call me. My cell phone is on the front. I expect to continue to have my cell phone forever because they tell me I can do that even if I change to a BlackBerry or something like that. At any rate, I hope that you all have a safe trip back and you have a great weekend. We're supposed to have great weather. Thank you again very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.